Back here at Dawson Boyd High School for during National FFA Week, and I have instructor John Sherb with me. John, you got quite a crowd here today.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of a big thing. You know, not a lot of rural kids, you know, live on the farm anymore, so they love to catch see the animals.
Yeah. Got all the elementary grades coming in?
Yeah, all basically preschool all the way to sixth grade come up here and run through the system, so it's really nice.
I think all the animals are a big hit. I wonder what they're thinking.
I think it's a lot of strange people looking at them, but it's still a good exposure for agriculture and everything else, and our kids really do a good job doing it.
Talk about Dawson Boyd FFA chapter here a little bit. How many got involved and stuff like that?
We got 22 kids in chapter this year.
Okay.
We're not, again, we've got so many kids spread out. So, hey, thanks for coming, you guys. And, you know, we got different contests we do. We do a lot of things in the community. We'll do, like, we did a halftime shoot this year for Food Shelf.
Yep.
So we try to promote a little bit in the community that way. And like I said, just... It's tough with kids these days. They're spread out so much. They're getting drugged left and right. You try to get involved best you can. So we try to do as much as we can.
I asked each of your officers what you like about FFA, and they kind of all said the same thing. It's a growth thing. It's a learning thing. They love to learn.
Yeah, and love to learn, promote. You know, these kids get a chance to talk in front of people behind being a leader. And it's good for them. Watch them grow and mature. You know, hopefully they're the ones that are going to, you know, lead us through the next, you know, 50, 60 years. And they can do that. And it's good. I've always been very fortunate to have some good kids.
Yep. I got to ask you then, what did you like about FFA when you were in school?
Oh, I always enjoyed the Children's Barnyard.
That was
a long time ago. Back in the 1980s. Now,
okay.
No, I had Mr. Baumgartner was our instructor in Madison. So, you know, it's just, again, promoting the program, you know, getting kids, you know, doing the contests. The creed contest was always a tough one. We had to get that class.
The what contest?
Creed, where you had to memorize a creed.
And
you get through that. So, but again, he did a good job. I enjoyed the time with him, and a lot of things that I've learned from him helped me with these kids too. So, it's fun. Like I said, the barnyard probably that's a big thing, or our Ag Olympics we do, where we have a contest try to see how well they can do with it. So we try to make it a busy week.
That was yesterday, Ag Olympics.
Yeah, Ag Olympics. Our girls basketball team had the fastest time. We had four girls on. They had to do different drills like husk corn. We had to unknot a rope. The wheelbarrow, human wheelbarrow. And then we also had to do the sack race. So a lot of things, but we just kind of have a good way. So it was fun.
Yeah, sounds like a fun time for sure.
Yeah, it was really fun.
All right, John, thanks for your time. Thanks for inviting us over.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for doing this.
All right. John Sherb, instructor here at Dawson Boyd FFA during National FFA Week.